Dear members and friends and guests of Trinity Lutheran Church here in McFarland, Kansas, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I bring you greetings from your 55,800 fellow baptized LCMS Lutherans in the 161 congregations of the Kansas District. It's great to be with you today on this Mission Observance Sunday. And I guess it says something about how preachers don't get out very much, at least not on Sunday mornings. And I was pastor at St. John's in Topeka for 16 years, and Marcia and I have lived in Topeka now for 18 years, and I've never been inside of this church, just 30 miles away. And so I thank you for the invitation and the opportunity for Marcia and me to be here today. And I also have to add that Marcia and I have something in common with Pastor Vossler and Amy in that all four of us are alumni of Concordia University Chicago, which when we were there was known as Concordia University River Forest, and before that Concordia Teachers College, and on it goes. In fact, I was living there in high school, I believe it was. My father was on the staff, and we watched the Clara and Spencer Werner Auditorium and Chapel be built. So I go back a while with River Forest. Our text today are those words that we heard from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, the 10th chapter. And I'd like you to listen again to just a portion of that text where Paul begins, first of all, by quoting the Old Testament prophecy of Joel. And he says, "Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." And then he asks, "But how will they call on him in whom they haven't believed? And how will they believe in him of whom they've never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written in Isaiah, 'How beautiful are the feet of those who announce the gospel of the good things.' So then, faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ." This text is, first of all, about the lost who don't know Jesus Christ. In these middle chapters of Paul's letter to the Romans, the apostle to the Gentile says that just as the whole world is condemned by the law of God, so also the gospel, that is the good news of forgiveness and salvation in Jesus Christ, that gospel is also for all people. This text is about the lost. So I ask you, do you have any of those around here? You know, the Lutheran Church Extension Fund has a wonderful tool called Mission Insight, where you can plug in an address and specify a certain area around that address, and then it pulls together all sorts of data from several reliable national sources, both church sources, but also, you know, surveys that our country does every 10 years and so forth. And that Mission Insight tool gives a very accurate snapshot of that locality. And so I asked our LCEF office to give me one of those Mission Insight studies of a 10-mile radius around this very address. And I actually printed that and gave a copy to Pastor Vossler this morning, so you can kind of follow up on it. Among the hundreds of facts that turned up were just these few interesting statistics on religious matters. 10-mile radius around Trinity Lutheran Church in McFarland, Kansas. Those who believe that Jesus is the only way to salvation from sin. You have a guess? Percentage? 58% of the people in a 10-mile radius around here believe that. It's a little better than the national average of 54%, but still just 58%. Number two, those who say that belief in Jesus doesn't require participation in a church. 59%. Again, a little bit better than the national average of 54%, but think of that. Well over half of the people in a 10-mile radius of this church think that the third commandment is optional. Those who say that religion must play a primary role in shaping individual morality. 61% around McFarland, and again, that's 4% better than the national average of 57%. But think of it this way. One-third of the people within a 10-mile radius of this church don't think that God's word has anything to say about individual morality. Two more. How about Lutherans around McFarland? Well, that number is 11.4%. That includes LCMS and ELCA Lutherans combined, and I suppose Wisconsin's in it, and any others there might be. 11.4% around McFarland, and that's down 1.3% from 10 years ago, and that too is a trend throughout our whole country. So keep that in mind, 11.4% Lutherans in this area. How about that compared with this last one? Those within a 10-mile radius who claim no religious preference, none, zero. That, by the way, is a growing group in demographic studies. They're called the nones, N-O-N-E-S, those who claim none or no religious affiliation. 28% of the population within a 10-mile radius of this church claim zero religious affiliation. And that number is up from just 10 years ago when it was 21%. Today's text from Romans is about the lost. And we don't need to look very far to find the lost. You probably do business with them. They might be your employer or employee. They're neighbors to some of you. They might be your children or grandchildren. They might even be living in your own home. These aren't only shocking and sobering statistics. They're also a source of great pain and sadness for many of us. And if we're honest with ourselves, it's not only about them out there, is it? What about how we allow the secular culture and entertainment industry to shape and form our attitudes about God and church and marriage and sexuality and life issues and a whole host of other things, rather than looking only to what the Word of God says and holding it sacred and gladly hearing and learning it? Yep, we too need, as St. Paul says in today's epistle, we need to call on the name of the Lord and be saved. And this calling on the name of the Lord and being saved isn't just something that happens once in our lives with no continuing relevance. Tonight I know you're going to hear a lecture, many of you, on Luther's 95 Theses from Pastor Schmidt in Manhattan, and you'll, I'm sure, hear it then. Martin Luther said in his very first thesis, the very first of the 95, the entire life of a Christian should be one of daily repentance. Think about what that has to say about calling on the name of the Lord and being saved. Even for us lifelong Lutherans, every day of our life. But the sad situation with the lost isn't the only thing that this text is about, thanks be to God. In fact, the sad situation with the lost only sets the stage and provides the opportunity for our loving God and Creator to do what is in His very nature to do, to act according to His very nature in reaching out to a lost world that He created, and to reconcile us to Himself, and to pay the just wages for our sin, and to bring us back into communion with Him as it was in the beginning. And so, secondly, this text is about God's work in reaching out to the lost. God reaches out to the lost to save the lost through His Word that is ultimately Jesus Christ Himself, the eternal Word of the Father, who was with God in the beginning, who was sent forth in the fullness of time and became flesh and dwelt among us, walking around with His beautiful feet to do what we couldn't do, to live as a man, and yet without sin, and to do that for us, and to suffer, and to have those beautiful feet pierced with nails, and to die again for us in order to satisfy the just demands of our jealous God. Jesus is the eternal Word of God, who also did what we can't do for ourselves, in that He rose again from the dead, thus defeating the power of death forever. That's the gospel. That's the good news of Jesus Christ, through whom God reaches out to His lost and condemned world to win us back, because He wants nothing more, as our loving Heavenly Father, than to welcome us back into His loving arms and to embrace us prodigal sons and daughters in a never-ending hug that protects us from the devil, the world, and our own sinful nature, and that will keep us with Him in His kingdom forever. This is God's word of gospel, for which He Himself creates a hunger in us by the preaching of His word of law. This is God's word of gospel, which is centered in, whose sum and substance is the saving life and death and resurrection of Jesus on the cross for the sins of all, for your sins and my sins and the sins of everyone in this community, this 10-mile radius, this state, this nation, this world. Jesus came for all. Jesus died for all. Jesus is God's good news for everyone. Paul says again in today's epistle, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. The same Lord is the Lord of all, he says, bestowing His riches on all who call on Him. And again, Paul quotes the prophet Isaiah, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. I said that, secondly, this text is about God reaching out to the lost through His word. But this text also teaches us that this word of God is a word that is heard. How are they to believe in Him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And that hearing is important, because that hearing, that word of God, comes to us from the outside, striking our eardrums and knocking on the door of our heart. The heart in all of us who are lost and condemned because of our sin and cannot generate salvation on our own, let alone generate a forgiving word from God. God's word is a word that is heard from the outside. And so, in order for God's word to be heard, the Lord himself sends people to proclaim that word, to herald it in the darkness to people who have never heard it before. How are they to hear without someone preaching, Paul asks? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. And so, who are those beautiful-footed preachers? Those heralds and proclaimers of God's good news? Well, there are actually a few answers to that. To be sure, they are pastors, some 200 of them in the Kansas district, and some 6,100 active pastors in the LCMS, besides the thousands or 10,000s or hundreds of thousands of pastors throughout the world. This morning, we were talking about the exploding Lutheran churches in Africa. And along with pastors, these heralds and proclaimers are also the teachers in our 14 parochial schools and 45 preschools of the Kansas district, together with our DCEs and deaconesses and commissioned ministers of several different kinds. But here's the thing. These evangelists whose beautiful feet go forth to gospel the good news are by extension also, are you ready for this? Each one of you. Each one of you who share the good news of Jesus with your children and grandchildren, your neighbors and friends, your fellow workers, and anybody with whom you have the opportunity to share that good news. To share that good news as the Lord gives you the opportunity to do that and opens the doors to do that in your everyday life and vocation. Not to get too personal here, but how beautiful are your feet? That's a statement, not a question. And so how does the Kansas district fit in with all of this? Well, first of all, we together are the Kansas district of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. We together, 200 pastors, 200 commission workers, 161 congregations made up of 55,800 baptized LCMS Lutherans, we together are the Kansas district, whom God uses as his instruments, his heralds and proclaimers to gospel the good news of Jesus Christ to anyone and everyone who will hear it. Get this, the district is not a building, and it's not the president, and it's not a handful of employees. It's the people of God in this state who confess Jesus Christ as Lord and who gather around a pulpit and an altar and a font in a common confession of the Christian faith, walking together as the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod in this place. And who then go forth from here, from God's house, with your beautiful feet to take that same good news that gives us peace and joy, and to share it with whomever the Lord places in our path. So what about the district office? Well, that's just a building from where we administer this work together. In addition to each congregation's primary and vital support of their pastor and their local Lutheran school, if they have one, in addition to the very necessary ministry that each congregation does in its own community, its own 10-mile radius, so also, as we talked about in Bible class, we pool our resources, the pool God's resources that he has entrusted to us, and we do that in order to do together, as the Kansas District and the LCMS, those things that are difficult or even impossible to do by ourselves. Providing pastors seminary education, for example. Sending missionaries to other countries. Planting new churches in communities where there currently are none. Assisting those congregations and schools that struggle the most. Supporting our church workers. These are just a few examples of how the gifts and offerings that are pooled together by the 161 congregations of the Kansas District are used for the common good and to extend God's kingdom where we ourselves cannot go. I said at the beginning that this text is first of all about the lost, and second of all, it's about God's good news in reaching out to the lost. God does that through his word about Jesus, his word that is for everyone, his word that is preached and heralded by pastors, and also by you, wherever God has placed you. And together we are the Kansas District of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod in this place to receive, first of all, the gifts of forgiveness and life and salvation that the Lord graciously gives from this pulpit and altar and font. But now the Lord also sends you out to share those same gifts with others. How beautiful are the feet of those who share the good news. In the name of Jesus, amen. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.